Good morning, brothers and sisters. Well, the rain has stopped and the sun is shining.
雨停了, 那么太阳也出来了。
The Easter lilies are still out on the stage.
复活节的百合仍然在台上。
And I hope that it's the gift that we celebrated last week, that we remembered last week, is still fresh for you.
希望我们上个礼拜所庆祝的这个纪念的复活节，这样的一个新的一个气氛，仍然在你们当中。
And this morning, we're going to be kind of looking at what happens after we've just celebrated Easter. We'll be kind of looking at what happens afterwards.
今天早上我们要来看的是，在我们纪念复活节之后，我们能得到什么呢？
And so if you'd like to follow along in your own Bibles, I invite you to turn to Acts chapter 1.
让我们翻到使徒行传第一章4到5节。
In life, we're called to do many things. We have many things going on in our lives, many activities throughout the week.
在我们的生活中间有许多不同的工作，有许多不同的事情正在进行。
Many tasks that we're asked to do, that life requires us to do.
那么也有很多的任务要来执行。
And how many of you have ever taken on a task that you felt very ill-equipped to do?
在你们当中，不知道有没有人曾经有过这样的经验，就是你被交付了一个你无法胜任的工作。
Where for whatever reason you did not have the training or the skill or the ability to do it.
可能你没有受过这样的训练，没有这样的知识，没有这样的能力来执行这样的任务。
Here's a small and quick example, just real quick.
一个小小的一个例子。
A few months back, Sarah was doing some laundry. She was doing some laundry.
几个月前，我的太太正在忙着洗衣服。
She'd been washing some clothes, and she'd placed them in the dryer, and there was something apparently wrong with the dryer.
洗完衣服以后，她就把衣服放进烘干机，但是发现呢，烘干机好像出了一些问题。
She let me know.
她让我知道了。
Bray, there's something wrong with the dryer.
她告诉我说，烘干机可能有些问题，有些故障。
And being the superb handyman that I am.
像我这样一个优秀的，而且手很巧的一个人，我就来试着处理这个问题。
I grabbed my toolbox and sprung into action.
我就拿起我的工具箱来进行这个解决的问题。
What I've come to realize over the past few years is that growing up, my family would move every 2.5 to 3 years.
那么在我过去的生活里头呢，我的家里是每2-3年就会搬一次家。
And so when we moved to a new house, everything was in good working condition. And by the time we left, there was very few things, if anything, that would need fixing. So I really never saw anything being fixed growing up. My dad knows how to fix things.
但是我的父亲就不一样,
my dad grew up on a farm where they were always fixing things.
他是在农家长大的,
I, on the other hand, grew up in the suburbs where everything is already fixed.
而我住在市郊,
I've even asked my friends my age, and no one knows how to fix things.
事实上像我这个年纪的这些朋友们呢，他们都很少有过修东西的经验。
But back to my dryer story, I did what all good engineers do.
那么回到我的烘干机的这个问题，我就做了所有人应该做的事情。
Right, you all engineers or mechanics, they do a testing, right? You test it.
工程师嘛，所以先来看看测试一下问题在哪里。
You do the diagnostics. I remember praying for several of you who said, pray for me, we're about to test this car, we're about to test this. Well, sure enough, I ran the dryer and it seemed like the drum or the big barrel that was turning inside seemed very labored when the dryer was running.
所以我就来试试看，那么把烘干机打开来，然后发现里头内桶呢正在运转，但是运转的非常吃力。
And so I took my screwdriver and I went inside the dryer.
所以我就拿了螺丝起子，然后就钻进了这个内桶。
And I began removing random screws.
然后就把这些螺丝给卸下来。
And so I'm inside the dryer and I'm frantically removing to remove all the screws until I get to the last screw.
我就在这个烘干机里头呢，很慌乱的在那里卸下这些皮那些螺丝，然后呢就把每一个螺丝都卸下来了。
And I hear a loud thud.
然后突然这个内桶就往下掉了一寸。
And so I'm in the dryer, my head's in the dryer, and Sarah's standing behind me in the kitchen, and I say, uh-oh.
那么我的头仍然在烘干机里头，然后呢我的太太在我的后面，我就叫了一声
Sarah,
uh-oh.
Sarah says, what's the matter?
我的太太就问我说发生了什么事情啊？
I say, I messed up.
我就告诉她说我可能把事情搞得更杂了。
And she says, what happened?
她就说发生了什么事情呢？
I said, I messed up.
我就跟他说，我弄砸了。
So what I tried to do, what happened, I guess, is the drum, the whole barrel dropped down about an inch and a half.
就整个内桶呢，往下掉了一寸。
And so from inside the dryer, I tried to like push the dryer up while I was screwing it, and push the drum up while I was screwing it back in, just to get it back to where it was from the beginning.
我就试着要把它恢复到起码原来的状况之下，我就把这个内桶就举高，然后想要把这些螺丝再上回去。
It was one of those things that I realized very quickly, actually, that I needed help.
我就发现原来我需要帮助。
That I couldn't do it on my own.
我自己是不可能达成这个任务的。
And so sometimes, definitely on the larger scale of life, we realize that we need help.
在人生这更大的图画中间，我们常常需要帮助。
And then on the other hand, there's times when actually we feel very competent. We feel as though we can do it.
虽然有些时候我们也许觉得我们自己能力能够胜任。
And at the same time, we actually, in reality, need help.
但事实上我们是需要帮助的。
Because on our own, we don't have the power, we don't have the ability to do what God wants us to do.
因为我们没有这个能力来达成神所要差遣我们去做的事情。
And on our own, we don't have the power or the ability to be who God wants us to be.
我们也没有这个能力能够成为神所要我们成为的人。
Think for a moment, if you're able to put your head around it, the commands that God has given to us.
想想看神所给我们的一些命令。
Think of all the relationships that we have in our lives surrounding us. I was recently reading Ephesians 5.
我最近在读以弗所书第五章。
Where it says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her.
以弗所书第五章说到，你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
And as husbands, I don't know if brothers, if you've read this passage before, and sometimes it's just easy to breeze over this passage.
有的时候，也许我们做丈夫的很随便的就看了这样一个经节。
As if like, oh sure, I can love my wife like Christ loved the church.
然后我们可能也说，当然了，我可以爱我的妻子，就像基督爱教会一样。
But then, if you really begin to think about how Christ loved the church.
但是如果你真正思考耶稣是怎么样的爱教会，
If we think about what we saw and heard about last week of Christ laying his life down for the church,
正如我们上个礼拜所思想的，主耶稣是怎么样舍下他自己的生命来为他的教会牺牲，
The way that he loved and gave himself over to the church,
他怎么样为教会摆下他自己的生命，
You think that is impossible.How can I possibly love my wife like Christ loved the church?
我们就想到，我们怎么可能爱我们的妻子如同基督爱教会？
Or if I were to speak to the youth,
或者我来
the youth out there,
对青少年们来说，
you know, later in Ephesians it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right."
以弗所书说到，你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母，这是理所当然的。
You know, and Let's be real for a moment. I've heard it's hard to do to obey your parents, because that's the right thing to do.
但是诚实的来说，我们真的能够听从我们的父母吗？
Or if I were to speak to the parents again, in Ephesians 6, it says, fathers, Do not exasperate your children, and instead instruct them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord.
在以弗所书第六章，对做父母的说道：你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
And again, I think, wow, life is so full, isn't it? Life is so busy, so full. How is it that we are not to exasperate our children, not to raise them up in the instruction of the Lord daily, every day, right?
我们做父母的，在我们忙碌的生活中，我们真的能够每天的照着神的教训，不惹儿女的气，照着主的教训来警戒养育他们吗？
In life, in order to be the people that God wants us to be,
要成为主所要我们成为的样式。
We need a helper.
我们需要一位帮助者。
Because on our own, we can't do it.
因为根据我们自己的本性和能力，我们是不可能达成的。
And so I imagine if we kind of remember last week, if we go back to where the disciples were last week.
让我们来想想看，在复活节的时候，这些门徒们他们的心态。
Where Christ says, he has been crucified, he has been buried, he has ascended, he has spent 40 days with the disciples and has been ascended into heaven.
主耶稣受难，他复活。那么他曾经跟门徒相处过，他也跟门徒有一些交代。
And some of Jesus's last words to them before he ascended, he said, "I have a mission for you. I want you to go and make disciples, make followers of all the nations. Go into the rest of the world and tell everyone about me, and let them know to baptize me to follow me."
他在升天以前给门徒一个使命，就叫他们去使万民成为主的门徒，教训他们遵守主所吩咐的。
Teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
还要门徒去教训这些新的信徒来遵守主所吩咐的。
And so it was most likely, if you think of what the mindset of the disciples were at the time, it was probably overwhelming for them.
让我们来想想看，当时门徒的心境。我想对他们来讲，这是一个非常艰巨的任务。
The one that they had just been with for the past 3 years has left, is gone.
他们跟主耶稣相处了三年，而如今主耶稣升天了。
And so I imagine they were huddled together, perhaps frightened, perhaps scared, perhaps wondering what to do.
也许门徒们心里有一些害怕，也许不知道未来将如何。
And I imagine at times in life we feel the same of just we get into a spot where we don't know. We don't know if we're able to do it.
我想在我们的人生中间，我们也有过这样的时刻，我们不知道该怎么样来面对明天。
We wonder how we'll get through it.
我们怎么样能够走过这个过程？
Or you've asked me to do this. How can I possibly do it?
或者觉得主所交给我们的任务实在太大了，我们怎么能达成呢？
The answer is found in the passage that we're gonna start out with this morning.
这答案就在我们今天的经文当中，是在《使徒行传》第一章四到五节。
It's in Acts 1, 4, just a couple of verses. It's 4 and 5.
只有两节经文。
But these couple of verses are just full of promise.
但是这仅仅两节的经文却是满了主的应许。
Acts 1, 4 and 5 says this. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave this command. Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传第一章四到五节。耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说，不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
And so last week, all of us left off with this new life, this new resurrection, this new life that we share with Jesus Christ.
所以在复活节的时候，我们来纪念庆祝主耶稣的复活，我们也纪念庆祝我们从主那里领受来的新生命。
And so now this is the next chapter, so to speak. The gift,
现在是新的一个章程，章页开始。
The giving of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要降下。
Jesus tells his followers, he says, I want you to just stay put. When I leave, just stay in Jerusalem.
主耶稣要门徒们在耶路撒冷等候。
because he was going to give them a gift that the disciples had already, if they could remember, if they could recall, he had already talked to them about this. And in fact, he had in John chapter 14, Jesus had told his followers that he would be going and that he would be leaving them.
因为在, 约翰福音第十四章的时候已经讲到说, 主耶稣说他要赐下一位保护师。
But he tells them in verse 16 of chapter 14, he says, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever.
主耶稣曾经告诉他们, 我要求父, 父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师, 叫他永远与你们同在。
And in fact, he tells them, yes, it's better. It's better that I leave. In fact, I've got to leave. If I don't leave, this gift won't come.
实际上主耶稣告诉他们，我去是与你们有谕，因为如果我不去，这个礼物圣灵就不会降下。So
he tells them to get ready for the fulfillment of this promise, because in a few days they will be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
所以他要门徒们等候来准备这个应许的实现，因为不多几日他们将要受圣灵的洗。The
word baptized, we're familiar with this. It's in the Greek, it's baptizo. And it means to dip or to immerse.
是沉浸,
right, so what he's telling them is in a few days you're going to be immersed, you're going to be dipped in the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣告诉门徒们，不多几日他们要受圣灵的洗，他们要浸泡沉浸在圣灵之中。
And so it's part of the triune God.
这三位一体的神,
you know, it's funny, somehow I feel like that the Holy Spirit of the three parts of the one God, three persons of one God, feels like as though, don't you feel sometimes that the Holy Spirit is talked about the least?
三位一体的神是有同样的位格的，是同等的，但是常常我们是很少提及圣灵这一位。
We're often pray to the Father, we hear about the Son very often, but we don't often think about the third person of the triune God.
我们向天父祷告，也常常来, 思念主耶稣基督，但是我们却很少提及圣灵。
One of the challenges that I find when I open the Bible, when I look at the scriptures about the Holy Spirit,
在我读圣经的时候，我觉得常常有一个挑战。
Is that sometimes I read what's in the book of Acts, and I sometimes feel that there's some sort of gap between what I read that's happening in the scriptures and then what the church is experiencing.
我常常觉得在我们所读的经文里头所显露的这位圣灵和我们在北美教会所经历的这位圣灵好像中间有一个很大的距离。
I see the activity and the power of the Holy Spirit, and there seems to be some sort of separation, at least as I look around in the churches, what I've experienced in North America.
在圣经里头我们看到圣灵伟大的能力，但是在北美的教会里头，我们却常常没有察觉圣灵的工作。
You know, if we were to go around this morning and ask the churches in this area, you know, do you believe the Holy Spirit exists? I doubt that there'd be any believers that would say no, I don't think that. Most all churches in this area say, yeah, the Holy Spirit is real.
我想如果我们问问在附近的教会，他们是不是相信圣灵的存在？他们大概都会说，他们相信圣灵的存在。
But I'm imagining, I'm guessing as I make observations that there are quite a few. If you would ask them, you believe, but have you experienced the Holy Spirit in your life this past year?
但是如果我们来问问信徒们，你们是不是在过去这一年内经历过圣灵在你身上的工作？
Here's the question I want to ask you this morning. If you think back, can you think back in this past month, this past year, where undeniably, you can think, oh, that was the Holy Spirit. Easily, that was the Holy Spirit working in me or through me.
如果问问在座的每一位，在过去的一个月或者是一年内，你是不是很肯定的，真的察觉过圣灵在你身上的工作，或者在你周遭的工作？
You know, if I, as I think back of my few times, these past few times that I've been up preaching to the whole church, to all of you, I've been preaching out of Ephesians 3:10.
我记得上一次我在你们当中正道的时候,
where it says God's intent or the purpose for the church was that his multifaceted wisdom would be made known in the heavenly realms.
就讲到神的心意是要教会将神百般的智慧揭露出来。
So his wisdom would be made known, revealed to everyone around us.
让神百般的智慧能够让周围的人能够看到，能够相信。
And I think that if we think about the Holy Spirit working in our lives, actually, we cannot reveal God's multifaceted wisdom, His amazing character, unless we are empowered, unless the Holy Spirit is working through us.
我想，除非圣灵在我们当中工作，我们是不可能将神百般的智慧显露给世人看的。
See that the world is looking at the church, and they often do. The world, those who are outside of the church, often will look into the church and look at those who claim to know Jesus Christ. And I'm convinced that the world, if love and actions are of human creation, the world, or on a human level, the world really does not take notice.
如果我们的爱或者是我们的行动纯粹是我们个人的能力的一个表现，或者是出自我们人为的一个表现的话，我想这个世界是不会为此而感动的。
They say that is really no different from what I see outside the church and inside the church.
因为这样的话，他们怎么看到的教会就和外面的世界是没有什么两样的。
But then there's other times where I see God moving through His people. And it is, you know that it's empowered. You can sense that this is the Spirit of God working through this person.
但是如果这些行动和这些爱是来自于神，是神的工作，是圣灵的能力的话，我想那是不同的。
And what is neat to see is that not only does the church recognize it, those outside the church see it.
而且不仅是在教会内的人可以看见这是圣灵的工作，教会外的人也会发现这是圣灵的工作。
See, the church, if we're not living, if we're not in step with the Holy Spirit, we really look no different than those outside the church.
如果不是出自圣灵的工作，我想我们和世界是没有什么差别的。
But here's the evidence. Here's the knowledge. Here's what we know.
但是证据就在,
is that when believers live in the power of the Holy Spirit, the evidence is very made known, is easily made known. That when believers live in the power of the Holy Spirit, the evidence in their lives is supernatural.
但是当信徒们真的是借着圣灵的能力来生活的话，这个不同是可以显露出来的。
And when the Spirit fills us up and we live supernaturally, the world will definitely see something unique.
当圣灵在我们里头工作的时候，我们所显露出来的是超自然的，这样也是容易被外人所能够看见的。All
right, so let's take a look at the evidence that the Spirit lives in us.
让我们来看看圣灵的工作。You've
heard this verse before. 1 Corinthians 6:19 says this. It says, "Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God?"
在哥林多前书第六章十九节说道，岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人。And
the context here, what the background is that Paul is discerning how sexual immorality, when a believer has sexual immorality, it differs from other sins.
这个经文的上下文是在说到，如果信徒在性方面有不道德的行为的话，那么这个罪是比其他的罪更为严重的。But
what he's saying is that God is inside you.
因为神住在你的身子里面。
As you sit in your chairs, and if you have been born of the Spirit, God is sitting inside of us right now. He's living in us.
当我们被圣灵重生的时候, 圣灵就住在我们心里。
And sometimes it's just the reminder that we need that, like, I have God living in me.
这是我们需要的提醒, 圣灵住在我们里面。
And so if it's true, if we really believe on this passage,
如果我们真正相信这个经文的话,
if our bodies are a temple for the Holy Spirit,
我们的身体是圣灵的殿,
then shouldn't there be like a big difference from someone who has God living in them and then versus someone who God is not living in them? There shouldn't be like a huge difference.
有圣灵住在心中的人和没有圣灵的人应该是有很大的差别的。
You know, sometimes after youth group, we'll play basketball, and I'll play basketball with the students. And I'm known, or it's often, that when I'm playing basketball, I go up for a shot, and I'm known by the students, I get stuffed all the time. My shot gets blocked so many times. I was trying to figure out why I'm at least as tall as they are. I'm a little bit older, but I'm fairly quick. So I don't know why, but I tell you, it feels like maybe one out of every five shots are just smacked down when I go up for a shot.
我不知道是为什么，但是好像每五个球我试着投篮的时候呢，总有一个会被他们来封锁住盖住。
You know, but if I told you, if I were to share with you that I had an encounter with God where He gave me supernatural ability to play basketball,
如果我宣称神给我特别的能力，让我能够来做这些超自然的动作的话,
you would be looking at my game.
那么我想当你在看我打球的时候,
if I said I had met God and He had given me power to play basketball,
当我说神给我特别的超自然的能力的话，你会观察我的行动。
You would be seeing if my jump shot was amazing.
你会应该看到我的投篮这些动作呢是非常非常特别的。
You would be looking to see if I was quicker on the court, if I was stealing the ball from other people.
你会看到我不断的从别人手上偷下球来。
I mean, we're talking about if God has given me supernatural power to play basketball, you would say there must be some difference from Brady before and Brady now.
如果我所宣称的是真实的，神真的给了我超自然的能力的话，那么你们会发现，现在的我和以前的我打起球来是不一样的。
And if you saw no change in my athleticism or my ability to play basketball,
但是如果你们发现我的运动的能力还是没有什么改变,
you would probably question my encounter with God.
你大概会怀疑我所宣称的。
You would probably wonder if I really did have a meeting or an ability or a supernatural ability to play basketball.
你可能不会相信我所说的神给了我超自然的能力。
And based on what we celebrated last week, you know, all of us came here and we looked at the cross again.
上礼拜当我们来纪念庆祝复活节的时候,
and together we proclaimed the new life that came into us that we share with Jesus Christ.
我们一起宣称神赐给我们新的生命,
that our old selves, our old persons who we once were before Christ are gone.
我们的老我已死,
is dead.
是死的,
and that we have been born again of the Spirit.
我们被圣灵重生。
But if those outside the church see no difference in our lives,
但是如果教会外的人看我们的生活生命没有改变,
then they naturally begin to question our integrity.
他们很自然地会怀疑我们所说的是不是真的。
Or worst case scenario, they begin to question our God.
最坏的可能就是他们会怀疑是不是真的有神。
It's a little bit of like what James said in his book when he talks about fresh water springs producing salt water.
就像雅各书里头，雅各说的，泉源从一个眼里能发出甜苦两样的水吗？
He said, does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh water and salt water?
一个泉源能够冒出两种不同的水吗？
He's talking about how believers are speaking their speech, the way that they talk.
这里雅各是在说到人的信徒们的言语说话。
And he's saying, hey, if God really lives inside of you, is it possible for that to come out?
阿塞说到，如果神真的住在信徒当中，他们可能一边说赞美的话，一边又说苦读的话吗？
On the other hand, when believers live in the power of the Spirit, things are supernatural. Our lives are supernatural.
如果圣灵真的住在信徒当中，那么他们应该会有超自然的表现。
You remember the story in Acts 4 a little bit later in the book of Acts, where Peter and John were thrown into jail because they had healed, God had, through them, God had healed a crippled beggar.
彼得和约翰被下到监里去，因为他们看见，他们也宣称主耶稣医治了一位瘸脚的人。
And they were thrown into jail because they were telling the people that one day in Christ, people would be resurrected.
而且他们告诉旁边的人说，信徒们有一天，也要有复活的生命。
And the leaders at the time said, "No, we don't teach that."
那时候的宗教领袖是不同意这样的说法的。
And so the next day, they brought John and Peter before the high priest.
所以第二天他们就把彼得和约翰带到大祭司的面前。
And had them questioned.
然后就进行审判。
And the scripture says this. It says, when they questioned them, it says, when they, and Peter and John, Peter responded, it says, when they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled or ordinary men, they were astonished and took note that these men had been with Jesus.
使徒行传第四章十三节说到，他们见彼得、约翰的胆量，又看出他们原是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
See, there was something supernatural. There was something bigger than Peter and John that the men saw.
这些人在彼得和约翰的身上发现那些不是来自于他们本身的一些能力。
And it was really evident to everyone around them. They're like, these guys are unschooled.
而这些证据是这么样的明显，他们是从来没有受过什么教育。
They're uneducated. They're just fishermen.
他们只不过是渔夫。
How do they speak with such power and such authority?
他们怎么可能说话里头带有能力、带有权柄
？As they looked at Peter and John's life, they didn't even see. They saw them, but they saw something outside of Peter and John.
当他们看到彼得和约翰的时候，他们所看见的是超越彼得和约翰的那个能力和那一位。
Something supernatural, and all that power was evident to everyone around them.
那个超自然的能力这么大，是不可被否认的。
I want to live in such a way that I desire to see something that is greater than me.
我自己，我也希望我们的教会都来一起来渴慕这样的一个能力，这样一个超自然的能力。
Well, I know that wasn't me. That was God.
知道那个能力不是出自我们，是出自于神。
You know, when we have the worship leader up here.
当领诗的弟兄。
Or when we have someone, the pianist.
或者是资琴。
And they're leading worship, and there's times when it's like.For them, it would be like, wow, there's something extra, something that's just above and outside of me that's greater than me.
当他们在带领敬拜的时候，他们会了解说，其实这些他们所表现出来的能力不是出于自己，乃是来自于神。
And that when we come into worship together,
当我们一起敬拜的时候
，that we would sense something greater working in operation than us.
我们察觉有一个更大的能力在我们当中，不是出于我们自己，乃是出自于神。
He's calling us to depend on Him, to live in a way that goes beyond our own powers, our own abilities.
神要我们来信靠他，来依赖他，那他会给我们那个能力是超越我们自己的。
In a way that can't be copied or mimicked or faked.
那些能力不是能够假装出来的，不是可以来学习模仿出来的。
And honestly, sometimes the catch for us is that either we need help, but or actually the opposite side of that is that we feel that we can do it kind of on our own, like we've got the skill to do it.
有的时候我们容易会觉得说，靠我们自己能力，我们可以达到这些任务。
And we can, we can hold a service without the Spirit.
但事实上，如果没有圣灵同在，没有圣灵能力，我们是不可能达成的。
We can preach and we can lead worship and we can lead Bible studies without the Spirit. We can get by.
我们也许可以不借着圣灵就来领诗，就来带查经，就来
Because we're smart.
因为我们很聪明，我们有这些能力和知识。
We're capable.
我们有这个能力。
But it'll only give us human size results.
但是那不过只是停留在人的层面的一个能力。
Most of us are familiar with the fruit passage in Galatians 5.
我想我们都很熟悉圣灵的果子。
It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such thing there is no law.
加拉太第五章说到圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
And some of you, some of you have memorized that passage. You could, if I read it out loud, you could mouth the words with me because you know it so well.
我知道很多人可能已经背诵这样一个经节。
But if you think of those passages, that passage, those characteristics, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness.
但是当你想到这些特质，不论是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐等等。
Do you have those traits in a supernatural sense?
你真的有这些超自然的这些特质吗？
Do you have those traits to a supernatural degree?
你真的有这些特质到一个超自然的程度吗？
Since the Spirit of God, is in us while we're at work or with our families or wherever we go, do we display those in a way that it's like, well, I couldn't have displayed that had not God been inside me?
圣灵在我们的心里跟我们同行，跟我们同在，在我们的所有的人际关系里头，但是我们真的能够在这些里头显露出圣灵的果子吗？
Do we exhibit kindness and faithfulness more so than those outside the church?
我们真的能够显露出这些圣灵结的果子的特质多于教会以外的人吗？
Do you have more self-control than your co-workers who don't know the Lord?
你真的比那些不信主的同事有更多的节制吗？
Do you have more peace than your neighbors who are unbelievers?
你真的比那些不信主的邻居有更多的和平吗？
Is it evident that God is like, God has, is enabling me to experience this fruit?
是不是真的能够显露出来神在我们里头工作，让我们结出这样的果子？
Because when it's God's power and when it's God's peace that is being displayed, and when it's God's kindness and his supernatural patience that's being displayed, then people will see it.
如果我们真的能够结出这些圣灵在我们里头所结的果子的话，旁边的人是会看见的。
And the great thing is when people see it, they will look to God.Instead of looking to you, they will realize that the God that he serves is the one that makes him or her be able to display that kind of patience.
当周遭的人看到我们所结出圣灵的果子的时候，他们知道这不是出自我们，乃是出自神，所以他们就会相信神，信靠神。
People will be pointed to Christ instead of us.
他们不是被我们所吸引，而是被神所吸引。
So the title of my sermon this morning is Helper Has Arrived.
我今天早上正道的题目是帮助者已经来到。
And so this isn't a message. I want to be very clear. This isn't a message of redoubling our efforts.
这个信息不是要我们来努力的显露出这些圣灵能够给我们的这些能力。
It's not working harder to muster up more love somehow.
不是要我们来伪装，或者是强很勉强的来挤出这样的一个特质。
We can't manufacture more patience by gritting our teeth and determining I will be more patient when that time comes with my kids, you know.
我们没有办法靠着咬紧牙关来生出这样的忍耐。
Because we're simply not good enough and we're not strong enough to do it.
因为我们没有这样的能力，也没有这样的良善可以达到这些。
None of us can do goodness on our own.
我们在我们里头没有良善
，let alone display the characteristics that make up the fruit of the Spirit，
更不要说能够显露出圣灵的果子这些特质。
So instead of gritting our teeth and mustering up more willpower， what we need to do is to focus our energy and time on the one who helps us.
所以我们不需要咬紧牙关，或者是努力的来做出这些动作来，我们就靠着我们的神，把这些特质能够显露出来。
The one who is able to give us the power to be able to do this.
让我们借着圣灵给我们的能力，把这些特质流露出来。
I don't know about you. I know, I have there are people in my lives, men in my lives that I consider to be mentors or a mentor.
在我的人生里头，有一些我的导师。
And really, when we're with mentors, I'm really not wanting to just kind of do what they do.
我并不是要来学习模仿他们。
To kind of mimic or kind of do, just kind of copy them. That doesn't really seem to bring real change, at least for me.
表面的一些仿效或者模仿是不会有真正的意义的。
But what seems to be real influence for me from my mentors when I just spend time with them.
真正的影响是来自我跟他们花时间同在。
When I spend time with them, I become like them in some ways.
当我花时间跟他们同在的时候，我就被他们影响，也变得越来越像他们。
If you think about what brings change to us,
那么什么会带来改变呢？
What enables us to display the fruit of the Spirit in our lives?
让圣灵的果子可以从我们的生命中流显出来呢？
Is when we as individuals, as we as a community, commune with the one who has the power to change.
唯一的途径就是当我们一起来与我们的神相交团契。
I want us to just to end our time this morning by reading a scripture verse. I've altered it a little bit. I've altered it just a little bit so that we can.Remind ourselves, so to be a reminder to us.
我要用一节经文来结束今天的证道。
And I'd like to read it in unison as a body together.
我希望我们一起同声的来念。
First, we'll read it in English together as one, and then Florence will lead us in reading it in Chinese together.
我们先用英文来念，然后用中文来念。
Again, I said I've altered it just a little bit so that it's us. Okay, so let's read it together. Would you read with me?We, however, are not controlled by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. But since Christ is in us, our bodies are dead because of sin. Yet our spirits are alive because of righteousness.
现在用中文来念，我们把那个你们改成我们哈。如果神的灵住在我们心里，我们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。基督若在我们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。
Would you pray with me?
让我们一起祷告。
I'm triune God.
三位一体的神。
We give thanks for the gift of the Spirit.
我们谢谢你赐下圣灵为礼物。
This person who lives inside of us.
圣灵住在我们的心中。
Who will direct us? Who will lead us?
圣灵引导我们。
Who will grow us? Who will convict us?
圣灵让我们认罪，让我们为自己的罪悔改。
Who makes us? Who empowers us to serve?
圣灵也赐给我们能力来服事。
Spirit, we want to be more aware of you.
圣灵，我们愿意更多的来认识你，更多的来察觉你的工作。
Help us to see you, your work this week, this morning.
帮助我们就在今天，就在这个礼拜，更多的来认识你。
We're all together, fellowshipping together.
我们愿意一起。
We desire for you to move around in us.
渴慕你在我们的中间工作。
The word says that you are like the wind. We never know which direction that you will turn.
主，若不是你自己的引导，我们是不知道未来的方向如何。
We also know, Lord, that we will feel the effects of the wind.
但是我们可以察觉到圣灵你自己的工作的结果。
Just as we sense your effect, your power.
主，我们察觉你的工作，就像我们察觉到风能够让东西移动。
Spirit, show yourself in us.
圣灵，愿你自己向我们显现。
So that you may be glorified.
愿你自己得着所有的荣耀。
So that Christ would be lifted up in our lives.
让基督在我们的生命中被高举。
So that we will be unified as a body.
让我们基督的身体能够合一。
So that your multifaceted wisdom, your amazing character would be revealed.
让神百般的智慧能够被揭露出来。
Through Oakland Chinese Church.
经由奥克兰华人教会。
To the world church.
到这整个世界的教会，普世性的教会。
And all God's people said.
神的子民说。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this morning, we have a very the students. We are doing something called the 30-hour famine, and so a few of the students put together a video just to kind of share with.